My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Bar pressure, lets it fly. Going deep, Shaheed. Oh! He's got it! Touchdown, New Orleans! A bomb to Shaheed!
It's Mike Schoep.
Levis looking. Levis tripped. He tried to shovel it. That ball is free, and the Jets have it.
Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. That is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better, and so I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
And the Bulldog.
He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. He can't do too much else, so that's about it. I feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-some pounds. If you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed.
Again, going down the field, and what an interception. My goodness, Cam Taylor-Britt pulled it down with one hand.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I'm pretty shocked. We got a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We had a moment last week. There's some football people right there. We had a moment last week where there was a report of a Brian Callahan quote that the Titans would have been better off punting on first down or something after that Bears loss.
Okay.
And you never went and looked to see if he really said that, but that was like sort of like, did he really say that? He is one of those clips talking about Will Levis. He definitely said that first thing, right? Like after listening to him yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. After seeing him clearly mouthing, "What the bleep are you doing?" at Levis, I think right after that play happened. I think I can, it's entirely believable that he would have said we'd been better off punting on first down during a news conference.
Man, he doesn't care, does he?
He runs a little hot. Yeah, I think he's running a little hot. Yeah.
But that's here we are in the Titans at 3:04, but that's one where I thought the quarterback was pretty stable. I guess we don't know that he's not. I did not feel that way about Bryce Young. Like, he's coming out. Like, if they can't get anywhere, he has to come out. And the Panthers announced that today that he is. Levis is he's just not the same level of draft pick, but he's otherwise the same, second year, right. Young, new coach. And try to make it work.
And he does do some good things, but he has done at least two awful things that have cost his team dearly. I mean, at least yesterday's turnover didn't go back for a score, but it certainly cost them a look at an easy 3 points and maybe more. I don't know. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's a team that, you know, yeah, it's 3:05 now. We're talking about the Titans. I mean, I'm invested a little. I've got some
on right.
They could be 2-0. They could be looking great. I could have a buyout, even. That's tolerable. It's a little early for that. On an 8-leg division winner parlay.
Are you dead anywhere?
Of which Tennessee. No, other than Joe O's pool. No, that's the only place I'm dead.
I'm dead, too, in that.
Yeah.
But in that division thing, like, it's too early to be dead.
Yeah.
But, like, I picked Baltimore. They're not dead.
No.
That's a terrible loss.
It is a brutal loss. Yes. Yeah, but no, one of them is offering me like $2 on top of what I put in already. I think that's because Tampa won in Detroit yesterday, maybe. The one that I have Tampa winning the division in is maybe looking good.
I've decided that Tampa Bay is the team, it's the only team I would say this about, but I watched plenty of that game yesterday. I had Detroit in Survivor and lost, and I would say I was more wrong about them than anybody. Than any other team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody conceivably in the world might have been more wrong about the Buccaneers than I.
Sure.
But that's the one team where I was looking through all the standings today and like, okay, well, I mean, this, sure, the Chargers are 2-0. Okay, who have they played? You know, there's some of that too.
Mm-hmm.
But and the Jets don't look great, but they won and they're not necessarily far off from where I thought.
I don't think the jury is in on them yet. Yesterday wasn't pretty, but they won it, and that's, you know, I'd be saying the same kind of thing if the Bills were 1-1. If the, you know, it's just all right, bide your time. It's a long year. You know, January matters more than September, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Tampa is I thought New Orleans would be a 500 team. And who knows? Maybe they still will be. It's only 2 weeks, but my God.
Yeah, you have to say, nobody expected that. I mean, I thought they were kind of good. We talked about them a few times. Yeah. But who expected 94 points or whatever in two games? Like the highest through 2 weeks. Then the Breeze Saints. Then when the Saints won the Super Bowl. Which, by the way, that really happened once.
Yes.
That's the last team to start through two games with as many points. And I think they're the only two teams since 2000. They're both Saints teams, oddly. Yeah. But that was a party yesterday. You know, for the Bills, we talked about their Miami game on Friday and are certainly here for your thoughts on where they stand, 803-0550. It couldn't have gone much better. The Dolphin game, again, really just was incredible in how, you know, from my chair, from my couch, easy it was. That's one, you know, the Bills have a lot of games on their schedule where you're sort of like, okay, they're good, but this other team is good. This is a tough spot. And that was all of those things. I mean, that was the motivation from last year and previous years that the Dolphins have yet to show that they're on the Bills level or even better, even capable of being better. And then that game happened and they lose their quarterback as well. And that's kind of a disaster for them. So Bills, one of 5 2-0 AFC teams. Pittsburgh, of course. Right, of course.
Not concerned.
I'll give myself, I'll make an excuse for myself on Pittsburgh, who like all year, I'm like, they're the worst team in football. If I knew Fields was going to play, and their schedule always looked really like cake at the beginning.
Yeah.
If they were going to beat Atlanta, like now they have the Chargers this week and New England, I think, maybe. They have some pretty good looking games.
Yeah, it's later on they get kind of jerked around schedule wise, I think.
Or maybe they have Carolina. I'm not sure. They're fine so far. The idea, though, was that it was going to be Russell Wilson. And he would get destroyed, and they would never take him out because they'd win just enough games to hang around. But he gets hurt, and Fields is not lighting it up or anything, but he's doing okay. He's had a couple of plays called back. I watched some of those yesterday where, you know, he looks competent.
Yeah, he made one great throw after scrambling around that got washed out by, I don't remember if it was a holding, but whatever, but a flag on the play. But it was a dime downfield off of sort of a, you know, off,
on the run,
off script kind of play, right? Yeah.
To Pickens.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not looking to say that I thought they were going to be good. I'm not even sure they are good.
I thought they'd be decent with Wilson. And so I thought Fields playing, everybody's going to get what they want if you're pining for Fields. But here we are. So, you know, it's working so far, at least well enough. They're 2-0. So, and Baltimore's 0-2.
And Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati is the same. And so, you know, yeah, yesterday was, I think, with the Ravens especially losing at home the way they did. I mean, 10-point lead, 12 minutes to go. And you lose to that team. I mean, think about how we'd be feeling, whether they'd won in week one or not. To lose that game at home like that to that team, whew, man, that hurts.
Pittsburgh goes Chargers, Colts, the next two, by the way. I didn't remember who that other team was. The Chargers are one of the 2-0 teams with their wins over the Raiders and the Panthers. The Raiders won, but come on.
Right.
But easy win yesterday. Then you have Houston and Kansas City, which were thought, of course, the Chiefs, but that's like the preseason class of the conference. No surprise that those teams have started like this. Close games. Both Chief games were, you know, one play away. Houston as well could have lost last night, but they don't. Close against Indianapolis. So that's the NFL. But you've got five teams right now. Division, Miami, 1-1, going with Skylar Thompson now at Seattle. The Jets, 1-1, playing Thursday night. Their quarterback is old.
Right.
And then New England, also 1-1.
Yeah, that's, you know, we don't tend to dwell too much on what the schedule looks like for other teams and where things might seem, you know, maybe a little unjust. But the Jets opening with a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, with the last game of week one on Monday night, short week Sunday, 1 o'clock on the road, and now short week Thursday for the Patriots. We'd be complaining about that. And our quarterback's not 40. I think that's a pretty tough draw for them. So we'll see what they can do with that. They lost a pass rusher to injury in Jermaine Johnson. Like, he's announced he's done for the year. So they're already down Hassan Reddick, who they never really had, but they traded for him. They have his rights, but he's not there. So
the thing about their schedule that was always interesting to me was the vast difference, at least it seemed, in the three games they versus the Bills play. Their schedules, every other team in the AFC East and the Bills have the same schedule, not home and away, but they play the same teams except for three. It's the two AFC teams from the division where the Bills or the AFC East does not line up, which is the AFC South this year. So one AFC North, one AFC West, and then one NFC North, which is the relatively new 17th game. So for Buffalo, that's at Baltimore, Kansas City, and at Detroit. I mean, going into the season, arguably the three best teams in the NFL, three of the four with San Francisco, right? I mean, at Baltimore, Kansas City, at Detroit, those are your extra games, whereas the Steelers games were at Pittsburgh.
No, the Jets games.
Jets, sorry, right. The Steelers do play at Pittsburgh this year, right?
Usually that's checked. Where they play. Yeah.
The Jets' three extra games were at Pittsburgh, and then the Raiders, or no, Denver, actually, not even the Raiders. Raiders finished second, so that would be Denver, and then at Minnesota. And all those games are coming up here for the Jets. Week four is Denver, week five is Minnesota, and then week seven is the Pittsburgh game. You know, again, this is always what happens, right? Two of those teams are 2-0.
Right, maybe Minnesota's a little harder than we thought with Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell drawing up joints for him. Seems to be working out pretty well so far.
And maybe Baltimore and Detroit even are not as good.
Right.
But that's how it goes. Apart from injuries, and pretty much everybody has those, I think this is, I mean, it's at least fine for the Bills' start. Not just, of course, their record, which you can't do better, but, you know, in the overall picture.
Yeah, I feel like it's you know, it's so early, but it feels good looking. You know, we'll see where these teams end up going in another few weeks or even a couple of months. But if you look at the conference standings and see two of the five 2-0 teams are the Steelers and the Chargers, and you went into the year not expecting those teams to be a real threat for, you know, the one seed or winning division titles or anything, I think you got to kind of like how that looks. You still have to deal with Kansas City. You'll have to deal with Houston. You have both of them on your schedule. So it's really the first time in months that I have allowed myself to get lost in the idea, and it's preposterously early, but the one seed, you know, which I have not been thinking about at all. I've said it many times, spring and summer, just not, the schedule's too hard. The roster's been diminished and there's just too much out there. I have a hard time envisioning that, but I mean, the start gives you some hope. Again, two of those teams I would not expect to be around in the battle for top playoff seeds. But, you know, the Chiefs and Texans, I certainly would expect to still be there. And then, you know, who knows who else comes from the back here. You know, nobody's that far behind at even 0-2 right now.
It's even where you sort of, if you have, especially if you have the Sunday off and you can flip around, red zone, whatever, you think about teams the Bills have played and how much better or worse do they look. Kyler Murray yesterday had the highest rated PFF grade of the season in 2 weeks at quarterback. And he was kind of perfect. Marvin Harrison, they put Trey White on Harrison in the first quarter, and Harrison blew the game up. Didn't catch a pass after that. Like, that's all he needed to do, I guess. They won going away. But not looking good for Trey White. But, you know, the Bills did a pretty good job on
the win over the Cardinals. Looks, yeah, that can happen. I'm glad you got there, because I was definitely thinking about that while that game was going on. You know, I thought Arizona would have a potent offense, and for a half against the Bills, it looked like they did. Then the Bills kind of shut them down. Yeah, that looks a little more like you want to, you know, couple that game with the job the Bills did on Tua and Hill and Waddle and everyone in Miami. You're like, okay, I think this Bills defense maybe is pretty good, because Marvin Harrison Jr. was a ghost in week one. They took him away, or what the Cardinals took, whatever happened there, but. Yeah, I mean, that looks like a better win, and maybe as this year goes on, Arizona will look more like that team, and when we look back at the season, we'll be like, hey, yeah, that week one win over Arizona is pretty good.
803-0550 if you want to get in week two in the NFL. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Eric Wood will join us at 4 today. 803-0550 is the number. What did you think of Bengals Chiefs?
You know, a little bit of the usual. I mean, the Chiefs get bailed out. The call was warranted.
I think so.
Really, it was. You know, I'm seeing some, whatever. I've been playing catch up. I did sit with this game for a while, so I was watching when that happened. But just like reading and trying to like catch up on everything that happened, because I didn't sit with everything that happened yesterday. You don't call a pass interference on a Hail Mary. It wasn't a Hail Mary. It was a 4th and 16. I mean, I know it's a desperation play. Anyway, the call was warranted, so the Chiefs escape. I think maybe the news there is that the Bengals looked decent. Burrow looked decent. And so that's, you know, they're 0-2, but that's not great. I feel like I would have liked to see them struggle more. If the Chiefs are going to win, I'd like to be able to shovel another scoop of dirt onto the Bengals, and I'm not inclined to do that. I think they were tough. That was a good AFC, you know, rival matchup, and, you know, the Bengals went toe-to-toe there and just, you know, lost at the end. Again, interference call, game-winning 50-yard field goal, see you later.
Everybody makes those.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. So I think the Bengals, my takeaway from that is, you know, I'm not ready to assume the Bengals can't crawl out of their hole. Because I think they did a pretty good job in Kansas City yesterday, even though they lost.
They and the Ravens, I was checking playoff odds, updated playoff odds after yesterday at BetOnline, and they're both still minus money, favored to make the playoffs. They're identical, I think, actually, minus 140. The Bills are up to minus 500. They've taken a big jump forward with their start and the other, you know, developments in the AFC East. Cincinnati is playing on Monday night next week. So are the Bills. There are two Monday night games, the other being Washington at Cincinnati, and then they go to Carolina. Baltimore, Giants, Browns, Raiders are in there. The Bengals probably, maybe they do get out of it. Didn't surprise me that game was tough. I mean, every time they've played, it's been tough. But I think the only thing about that call is that it's the Chiefs who get it. So it's right. like, sure, right? I mean,
we're all just so tired of the Chiefs, but yeah.
I'll give the official credit. Like, it takes a little extra courage to throw a flag in that spot. Don't want to decide the game, right? That's probably what the Bengals were barking at him. You know, he kind of did that.
Yeah.
So, still, penalty's a penalty, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the ball was on target enough.
It's an amazing play.
If they don't make that, you know, that contact isn't made, I'd like that receiver's chances of coming down with that pass.
Rice.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a gift, but it also was earned. You know, they were a good boy, the Chiefs, and they got a treat. The call was just, I think. So, tough to take, but all the same, I think it was warranted.
Shortest average depth of target through 2 weeks in the NFL, tonight's game notwithstanding, is Mahomes. 5.1 yards per target. That is the story, not him. This is like the story of the season so far, though, is passing volume is way down, like way down. Quarterback running, everybody figured out the value. Everybody's doing it. I don't know about the Bengals, you know, teams whose quarterbacks don't really move, but huge advantage, as we've known here for years, as anybody paying attention will have noticed for years. Nobody's talking about chances of getting hurt anymore. That one just sort of died on the vine. Now it's like, okay, well, this is a great sort of cheat code kind of play. Mm-hmm. So quarterback running is way up. Passing volume is way down. And field goals are way up, including 50-yarders. It's 34 or 35 out of 39 through 2 weeks. This Fairbairn in Houston has 6 50-yard field goals already, 2 games. And their offense is good. And their quarterback is good. Like, all that is still there with the Texans. But they've kicked 6 50-yard field goals and made them all. And so I don't know what you do with that, unless you want to talk about the goalposts, you know, in the future. I don't know if we want everybody kicking any distance.
Yeah.
When Baltimore got down to its last play, my buddy who was over said, just kick it anyway. It was like it would have been 78 yards, something like that. Just try it. No, they didn't do that, but who knows?
It's funny with all these kickers making long kicks, Tucker is struggling with the long kicks, and he's like he might be the guy you think of for the, like, sort of bringing this era to prominence with long kicks and consistency. He's one of the best that's ever done it, and he is struggling from distance. So, yeah, that's a little bit interesting, I suppose.
The Giants lost their kicker on the opening kickoff. He had already been hurt.
He was hurt, and they chose not to elevate a practice squad guy. And I read an explanation about that. He had a groin injury. He didn't hurt his groin. He hurt a hamstring running, because that kick, I think Eckler ran it back 98 yards. It got called back because of a penalty. But he was chasing, you know, and hurt a hamstring. So they're saying, you know, well, it wasn't related to, but okay, whatever. But you had to go without a kicker. And they missed a couple of two-point conversions, missed a PAT. They tried with the punter and then didn't try a field goal late. I think that could have won them the game, maybe.
So, or tied it.
Or at least, yeah. But just tough. Yeah, tough spot to be without a kicker.
Right.
In a game where you get beat by 7 field goals.
The Washington didn't score a touchdown, and the Giants scored 3. And they lost 21-18. Yeah, maybe there's an argument here for your plan to have the kicker just run off the field.
Right.
On these fancy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He knew kickoff, you know, stuff, and like a football player.
Let it have another coverage guy. Yeah, right.
Maybe the Giants will be pushing for that after what happened yesterday. All right, so a lot to talk about around the league. The Bills, after their win in Miami, hold the edge in the AFC East. How do they look? How does this feel 2 weeks in compared with how you thought it was going to go? 803-0550 for your calls. We'd love to talk. Eric Wood coming up at 4. As I mentioned, it's Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
If you saw Bryce Young the first week of the season with Dave Canales on the bench, he looked like a broken quarterback. His play has not improved. Clearly, the team did not feel like it could win with him, and it moved in a different direction today. This represents, I believe, the fastest that we've ever seen a former number one overall pick at quarterback bench 2 games into his second season.
Adam Schefter, it'll be Andy Dalton. Week 3 for Carolina, replacing Bryce Young. Football Monday on WGR. Carolina at 0-2, one of the worst starts ever, at the Raiders in week 3. And I'll say, don't be surprised at all if Dalton like is actually really good. You know, he's been able to do that in his long career for different teams. And that, I think, my guess would be this move will look right this Sunday. Everybody can know, would you know, get just sort of the risk here. Are you ending Bryce Young so early on into his career? Not necessarily. I would say about it what the team probably would mostly say about it, which is, we've just got to help him, you know, in the back. And these games are not only not, he's not getting better this way, but, you know, I've got a whole football team here of guys that we have to give them the best chance to win. It's still early enough in the season where that would be really important. You get late in the season, you're 4-9. You know, players know how it goes. But at 0-2, I think you got to try. And so it looks bad on Young, but that's how, that's it's the NFL. I mean, he's really lost.
He is really lost. I think I appreciate you got to try, but they also are starting over from scratch with a new coach and a new system, and that organization just begs questions about the motivation. Like, who's making the decision? Is this what Canales wants? Is he already, after a spring and summer and two games worth of a former number one overall pick, going, that's it, I can't work with this guy? Or you know, the rest of my team is, you know, looking at me sideways because I'm not making a change when this guy's clearly hurting us. Or is the owner involved in it and saying, like, that's it. We blew it on him. Let's start someone else because we want to try to make the playoffs. I mean, I don't blame a team for trying to put their best foot forward. But with a new coach and that quarterback, I'm surprised it happened this fast. I mean, he's that bad. But his development should, to me, take precedence over them winning games. And maybe it is. And
I think you can sell this in the name of development.
And it's just going that badly. But man, it's just such a tough thing to put a guy like that back in after he's been pulled out. It probably, even if, I mean, Dalton would almost certainly be an improvement. I don't know how good he'll be, but it'll be hard for him to not look better. He's a competent professional NFL quarterback. And Bryce Young is not that at this point. So I don't know how many games they'll win and what the record will look like in a month or two. But Bryce Young's point of reentry, I think, will be really challenging. And I'd be surprised if he ever gets over it to the point where he's their quarterback. Maybe he goes somewhere else and there's a more perfect fit for whatever his skill set is. But because I'm not even sure what he does really well. I mean, I've been saying, I mean, I know he's the number one overall pick. Like, there was a pretty good consensus about that. Not 100%.
Wasn't controversial.
But, right. And he's not very big at all. Actually, he's quite small. Does not have a big arm and is not a great athlete. Is not someone who, you know, will run and hurt you running. He can move around, but he's not going to move the chains for you. He's not one of these guys going to get out and create off script for you. So I never really got what the appeal was, other than he was great playing at Alabama with a bunch of first round wide receivers, even on the bench at Alabama. I mean, they were just loaded with dudes. I don't know, man. It's a long way back, I think, from getting benched for him there, especially.
Dalton, remember his first 4 years in the league, actually five, he gets hurt late in the season, his fifth year, but the Bengals go to the playoffs every year under Andy Dalton. That was a fun one. That's one of the topics of the tens. Is Andy Dalton actually good? Right. You'll remember that for a minute I thought absolutely yes. Didn't fully understand as well as I think I do now, or at least better now, how much else goes into it that played to his advantage, you know, surrounding talent and schemes and different things. But he was never bad, just he wasn't great. But 5 years into his career, Bengals in the playoffs every year, winning records every year since not even one 500 as a starter. He's the anti-Mike Tomlin, who can never have a losing season. Dalton in 9 years has, I mean, he hasn't started a full season in most of those years, but when he has, he's been on the losing side of things. Bengals, Dallas, that's a Prescott injury year. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Bears, where he starts over Fields to start the season in 21. New Orleans the following year, New Orleans had Dalton and Winston, like, oh, Winston, but it was Dalton who played almost the whole season for the Saints. And then last year, Carolina, where he started one game. And they lost, by the way. That's another one of those years where he finished below 500 as a starter, 0-1.
Well, good luck to you, Andy Dalton. That franchise just seems, disarray is not too strong.
You saw some of the throws, though, yesterday?
Yeah, dude.
Not even close.
Just, easy stuff. The little swing pass, like no pressure. You know, one of those, hey, let's get him into the game. And I don't know how early in the game it was, but the little swing pass to Thielen.
Right? It was the fourth quarter.
It's just nothing. Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing read like a giant give up. Like, we're losing and we still aren't going to try anything. Because maybe they wanted to try things, but he wouldn't try anything. He just has the quarterback, Bryce Young, no confidence at all, just dump offs and lateral to the line of scrimmage and just blah.
It looks like he has been getting time to throw too. Like, he's not at the bottom. Carolina's not at the bottom for just sort of jailbreak pass protection or anything. So you can't really use that excuse either. Who knows? Like, this year already, and this is so interesting for the Bills, this is really where we should be talking. It was a lot of on Friday's show, I would say, but, you know, my thing with them going back many years is, it used to be, when are they going to start throwing the ball? Enough with excuses about the weather and, you know, such run and stop the run stuff. You're behind the times. Even part of the Josh Allen idea was, you know, big hands, right? We made fun of it for a while, just like some of the thinking behind drafting Allen. So when you still could be better if you just enough with this run to win kind of stuff. So Allen sort of takes off, and at the same time, the Bills, not, you know, entirely a coincidence, move over and become one of those teams, and as the league is also exploding in the same way. You know, they were with the time, with the trend this time, and they had huge success. And in the last couple of years, the trend has gone the other way. The too high safety stuff and just what defenses will give you. Some of that correlates with the QB running, you know, with all that, because just you've got a little bit, perhaps anyway, you should have a little bit more room. The quarterback takes off, you know, to convert third down, whatever it is. But this year, it's even gone dramatically more toward this, where teams are just not here for you getting behind them and go ahead and drive the field. So there, if you know the game, I mean, this is always not specific things, but it's always kind of this way where it's evolving and one thing is happening in the league, you're edged to try to do something else, you know, to be different. And so there's always kind of this evolution happening. Yeah. But right now, so many teams have committed to this, and I don't know if it's working. I don't know about scoring, but passing volume is way down. And the Bills, by their roster changes this year and what they did with Brady last year, seem equipped for it. This I didn't like about them going into the season, but man, if it's going to be like this,
right,
you got to give them credit.
Right. Yeah. I wonder, like, I've said a few times, like, they're definitely riding this wave with the league. I don't know how on the front end of it they are, or if they just, like, jumped in midstream. I mean, last year started to look like this, and then they, I guess, full on went that way. And yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are, like, two tight ends, three tight ends, the majority of their snaps now, through two games this year. I mean, it's so now is a little bit too definitive for this early in the season. I think all-time low through 2 weeks for touchdown passes thrown, and it's like 20, one more game to go tonight, but it's 20 fewer than last year, and last year was an all-time low by some 20 or so touchdown passes. So it's really bottoming out in that way. And yeah, I mean, I think the Bills saw enough of that, just like the Chiefs maybe did, and decided to try to find a different way. And, you know, so far so good. I mean, through two games, the stats don't look gaudy, but the points are there, and obviously the wins are there. And so they're getting paid off so far. We'll see, like, how much this evolves as the season goes on, how much it changes. If it does, even, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think if I'm playing the Bills, eventually I might start worrying about the shorter stuff a little bit more, and certainly the running a little bit more. It stands to reason that that could happen, but I don't know, maybe teams will be stubborn about it and force you, like you said, because it's still, you know, what's the genesis of it? You'd rather make you run four or five plays to get your 50 or 60 yards than get it all in one chunk. Penalties, turnovers, you know, whatever. You're going to make mistakes doing that, and fine, you're going to get your 5 or 6 yards on the ground. I'm inclined to let you. I'm not bringing my safeties up. I'm just not going to do it. So we'll see how, again, how that evolves as the year goes on.
Chiefs lose Isaiah Pacheco. You know, saying all this, he would have some value to them, right? I mean, running backs don't matter, but sometimes want to kind of be open to the possibility. They're at really a journeyman level behind Pacheco. Samaje Perine and a rookie named Carson Steele, who's more of a fullback. They used him a little bit after the injury yesterday. Latest report from Jeremy Fowler is 6 to 8 weeks for Pacheco. So not the season, but half of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Pretty big loss. They're already down. Also, Hollywood Brown, who was reported on Friday or Saturday, will not play at all this year. So not great for Kansas City.
And if you're wondering what happened to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's still on, I think, non-football. He's out for at least 4 weeks, I think, right, is where he's at. Like some sort of post-traumatic stress disorder thing he's been dealing with. So he's not available for at least a couple of more weeks for the Chiefs.
Fournette?
Yeah, Fournette season.
For quarterback, it's always Tannehill. I just keep looking for Tannehill. Miami? Nope. Tyler Huntley.
Right.
Green Bay. No. Nobody. Does he want to play?
Maybe he want. Maybe he's waiting for someone to, you know, I don't know, double the offer. I don't know. Like, how bad do you want me? I don't need to do this. Just make it worth my while. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Respect if he doesn't want to, but where's the announcement? You know, right. Where's the retirement? I guess maybe he just doesn't want to shut the door.
Just staying ready, Mike.
Jeez. We're digging into teams' practice squads for options. Guy's not bad. I won't erase that bet with Joe.
The Tannehill stuff. Yeah, well,
not until he retires.
Right. Sure. This could be a year where something happens late to somebody, and you know maybe that's why he's waiting. I don't want to play. You know, 15 games.
I'll play 3 or 4.
Yeah. If call me in December.
There's an injury then.
You need a guy, you're sitting on a, you know, on a division lead, you're cruising. Yeah, I'll come in.
Tannehill for quarterbacks, Fournette for receivers, Michael Thomas. Fournette for running backs, Michael Thomas for receivers. You know, just what about this guy? He's out there. Nobody seems to want him. Fournette did visit Indianapolis for a minute in training camp, if I recall, but I don't think he signed. He was one of the great Bills.
That's what he was?
Leonard Fournette, I would say. Impactful. You don't really know. Analytics doesn't measure the locker room, you know, the
experience. Yep, Super Bowl Lenny. Lombardi Lenny, yeah.
He had 12 carries for the Bills. Does that seem like more than
that seems like way more. Remember? Way more.
Yes. 12 for 40.
Like 12 times as many as I remember him having, I would say.
He thought it was more like one. I think he had a return or two also last year. But we'll see what happens. Kansas City down Isaiah Pacheco. Eric Wood coming up in 20 minutes. Football Monday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Continuing story from Friday. As I have yet to be paid off, I'm still sending Bulldog fantasy taunts, hoping to get some sort of reaction, a text, a look, a swear word, anything. All these taunts.
I don't know how to find them. I'm really not playing dumb. I don't know.
I just sent you another one. ESPN. So if your guys score a touchdown in fantasy, you can like sort of their image comes up and you click pick celebration or something, and then you do that and it has this cool little saying or message at the bottom of the screen. Taunt sent. I love taunts.
I wonder if this is a thing where like I have to have some sort of notifications or something enabled for the app itself. That might be why. Because I definitely do not have that. It's not because, you know, I would enjoy the jocularity of the taunts from you. But like I just don't want my phone blowing up with fantasy stuff from ESPN every 5 minutes.
You don't?
So I don't have, you know, I have very few notifications set up to buzz me on my phone. So maybe that's what it is that I'm missing out. Maybe I'll turn it on and I'll just get this flood of taunts.
A flood of taunts.
Taunt flood.
Well, if you don't get them, you don't get them. Yeah. But you're not getting any new ones tonight. My players have all played.
I deserve some taunts for the job. I was not paying close attention at all yesterday afternoon. I watched some Red Zone during the 1 o'clock. I was at a music festival all weekend, so I just, you know, was not thinking about sitting in front of the TV. So I don't know what time I should look and see if you have your phone handy.
I do.
The timestamp of when I texted you yesterday afternoon. Was it 3 in the afternoon, 3:30, 4? I don't even know what time it was.
Yeah.
Like, I finally looked at, because we were playing each other in the WGR League.
5:30.
Oh, it was 5:30. So through the 1 o'clock window, I looked, and I mean, it was just like 170-50 or something might have been the score at that time. We were just getting destroyed.
Yep.
I did not see any taunts.
You're losing Pacheco.
Yeah, right. A.J. Brown. How in the dark was I didn't even know A.J. Brown. Like, Owen looked before he came out to the music festival, said we share this team in the WGR League together, my son Owen and I. And he had to move, I don't know who, Brian Thomas Jr. maybe in because we have A.J. Brown.
Nice start for Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
All the time we spent on the receivers. I mean, Harrison got off. Neighbors might have set a record yesterday for target share. Just crazy. Like, every pass went to him yesterday. He had a huge game. Odunze, not yet. Kind of not 100% either. The Bears.
Did he even play?
He played.
He played. I didn't notice him.
Yeah, he might have had one catch.
Okay.
I said earlier this was true about Tampa Bay. I'd have to say wrong on the Bears so far. But this is kind of like one where I'm almost expecting to be wrong because I know I'm expecting a rookie quarterback to show up, knew everything, first time in the NFL, and cook. And come on, no matter how good of a prospect you are, I mean, Peyton Manning didn't do that. Some of these other guys, to varying degrees, and it's still two games, but Williams does not look, nobody would have watched him last night and said, this is the best college quarterback prospect of all time, or one of them. Like, he looks like he's got a long way to go. So how surprising does anybody have the right to say that should be? You know, like, it never can be that surprising when a rookie.
The bigger
struggles.
Surprise is like that a guy like Stroud showed up and was excellent like he was last year in his rookie year.
That's right.
It can't happen, but that's the bigger surprise than a guy struggling. I feel like Williams, I agree. He doesn't look like the best quarterback prospect you've ever seen, like he was described coming out. I also don't feel like he's that far off. Like, I feel like there's stuff there. There was a pass down the left sideline late. Just sort of floated it out there that he just missed on. That, you know, you got to do better than just missed. It's the NFL. But I don't feel like he's lost. You know what I mean? Like, Bryce Young looks like he, from the minute the season started last year, his rookie year, he looked over his head. I would not say Williams looks over his head. He doesn't have it yet. There are moments where it's a little fast and he's just off. But I feel like it's still, I'd be still optimistic about him. I don't know what that is to say after two games. But I feel like he's not that far off watching him.
Odunze 2-for-33. In the loss, two interceptions for Caleb Williams. They should be 0-2. Tennessee handed them that first game where they hardly ever had a positive offensive play. And then last night. Eric Wood, when we come back, it's Football Monday on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs. Stay tuned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.